Earlier in his catechesis, Pope Benedict XVI continued his series on the great doctors of the Church, turning this Wednesday to the 16th century Jesuit theologian, St. Robert Bellarmine.
In the period following the Council of Trent, St. Robert taught theology, first at Louvain and then in the Roman College. His most famous work, the Controversiae, sought to address the issues raised by Protestant theology from a serene historical and theological perspective, while his most popular work remained his brief Catechism of Christian Doctrine. He also served as a spiritual father to the Jesuit students of the Roman College, including St. Aloysius Gonzaga.
Pope Benedict XVI added that St. Robert, who was created cardinal by Pope Clement VIII, spent his later years composing a number of works of spirituality which reflect his deep Ignatian formation, with its stress on meditation on the mysteries of Christ and the loving imitation of the Lord.
May the example of St. Robert Bellarmine inspire us to integrate our work and our pursuit of Christian holiness, to grow in closeness to God through prayer, and to contribute to the Church's renewal through our own inner conversion to the Lord and the truth of His Word.
رحمه الله وتشفع له مرمرون.
Ti benediciamo, Signore, perché hai voluto arricchire dei doni dello Spirito.
Before arriving in the Paul VI Hall Wednesday, Pope Benedict had stopped to bless and welcome the first statue to represent a Middle Eastern saint to adorn a niche of St. Peter's Basilica. St. Maron was a mystic and hermit born in 4th century Syria. He is considered the father of Maronite Christians, which counts more than 3.5 million followers across the world. There to witness this proud moment was Cardinal Nasrallah Sfeir, Patriarch of the Maronite Church in Lebanon, accompanied by Lebanese President Michel Suleiman and a group of Lebanese ministers of all denominations. I'm Emer McCarthy.